More than 400 people have been killed since the ceasefire came into effect between Israel and Hamas last year. Airstrikes continue, aid is limited, and only last week Israel suspended more than 30 humanitarian organizations, including Doctors Without Borders, from operating in Gaza for failing to comply with new registration rules. All the while, the Strip is experiencing a harsh winter, bringing complexities and suffering all of its own. So this raises a blunt question: is this actually a ceasefire or just a pause with different rules? And what are the prospects for a more sustainable peace in 2026? It's News Talk Daily, I'm Shane Beattie. On paper, Gaza is in a ceasefire situation. In reality, Israeli military operations are ongoing. Borders inside the Strip are shifting, reconstruction is blocked, and Gaza's health ministry says more than 400 people have been killed since the ceasefire began last October. Satellite images show Israeli control expanding, while people who cross invisible lines are being labelled suspects, including children. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with US President Donald Trump in Florida last week, but the summit produced no significant developments. So how real is the current ceasefire, and what are the prospects for a more significant breakthrough in the months ahead? I'm joined today by Fawaz Gurjez, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics. And Professor Gurjez, you're very welcome to News Talk Daily. Fawaz, can we start with that meeting last week between the American and Israeli leaders? I know it was this sort of big summit, but no progress appears to have been made.
Hardly any progress was made. In fact, Donald Trump heaped praise on Israeli counterpart. It was a kind of bromance between Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. The Economist headlined his article on the meeting between Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu by saying that Donald Trump acted as the manager of the elections campaign of Benjamin Netanyahu. Yeah. In fact, he has provided Benjamin Netanyahu with a great deal of political capital in an election year in Israel. So hardly any progress was made on the next phase of the ceasefire agreement that was signed in October between the United States and Israel and the Palestinians and the and other nations.
So is Donald Trump's interest in this more about the bromance than peace?
Well, Donald Trump is very much invested in the so-called peace plan. It's not a peace plan. It's really a ceasefire agreement. This is really all about Donald Trump. So if you really ask me whether Donald Trump would like the ceasefire agreement to succeed, yes, absolutely. But the question that basically we have not really seen any answer to, does Donald Trump really have the will and the determination to exert pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu to proceed to the second phase of the ceasefire?
Well, look, I guess I could say I was a wartime president in more places than just Israel, if you think about it. But Israel was a big factor, and we're with you, and we'll continue to be with you. And a lot of good things are happening in the Middle East. We have peace in the Middle East, and we're going to try and keep it that way. I think we will be very successful in keeping it that way. And you've been a great friend, and I've been a great friend to you and to Israel, and it's been my honor.
Just let me give your listeners a view what we're talking about. You and I, we keep saying the ceasefire. The question is, what kind of ceasefire exists in Gaza? Since October, since the ceasefire was signed in October, Israel has killed more than 400 Palestinians, including 152 children. Most of those killed are civilians, and injured more than 700 Palestinians. Even though the ceasefire stipulates that there should be cessation of hostilities, Israel continues to occupy 53% of the territories in Gaza, while Hamas has basically released all the hostages, the hostages who are alive and dead, with the exception of one dead hostage that the search continues for. Israel continues to attack Gaza on a daily basis. So really there is, in a way, if you tell me what's happening in Gaza now, a better description than a ceasefire is that Gaza now is a limbo state, no war and no peace, and Israel could do whatever it wants because it has almost a green light from the American President Donald Trump.
Yeah, who is responsible for enforcing the ceasefire agreement?
Well, you know, this is, it's not funny at all. What has happened is that the United Nations, the Security Council, has forfeited its responsibilities by basically allowing Donald Trump to be the head of the so-called the Peace Council or the Council of Peace in Gaza. So Donald Trump really is determined what happens in Gaza and the nature and the substance of the ceasefire. You asked me about the meeting between Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu last week in Washington. Donald Trump said, quote unquote, "Israel has observed the ceasefire 100%. 100%. Not even 99%. Even though Israel has killed and injured 1,100 Palestinians, including more than 152 children, and continues to occupy 53% of Gaza territories and has not allowed the humanitarian aid to enter Gaza unimpeded."
Well, I'm not concerned about anything that Israel's doing. I'm concerned about what other people are doing or maybe aren't doing. But I'm not concerned. They've lived up to the plan. They're strong. They're solid. And sometimes they don't understand when somebody violates something that you want to give them a second chance. Well, we'll give them a couple of second chances. But no, Israel's lived up to the plan 100%.
In fact, Amnesty International, one of the most respected human rights organizations in the United States, 2 weeks ago said, quote unquote, "Israel continues to carry genocide in Gaza." So when you have the Security Council forfeiting its responsibilities and allowing Donald Trump to be the prosecutor and the judge and the guarantee of the ceasefire, it tells you a great deal that there is no ceasefire. And I hate to be a downer. I really doubted very much whether we're going to see a second phase of the ceasefire. Mm-hmm. Because the second phase is all about disarming Hamas and demilitarizing Gaza, as opposed to really saying that Israel should pull out its forces from Gaza and stop attacking Palestinians on almost daily basis.
Yeah, there are people then who'd probably say if this is Israel observing the ceasefire, they'd hate to see what Israel breaking the ceasefire would look like. You mentioned there some aid organizations. We've seen 37 aid organizations now refused permission to operate in Gaza. Israel is taking a very hard line against these respected NGOs.
A hard line does not really capture the tragedy and the catastrophe of the humanitarian situation in Gaza. The ceasefire stipulates, quote unquote, "After the cessation of hostilities, all crossings should be opened to flood Gaza with humanitarian aid. According to humanitarian agencies and the United Nations, Israel has not allowed more than 130 trucks to enter Gaza on a daily basis out of 600 trucks that were stipulated in Gaza. And the flooding in the past few days, thousands of Palestinians are living a catastrophic situation with their tents being flooded and destroyed by the rain and the storms in Gaza. And what Israel is really doing is waging all-out assault against humanitarian agencies, because these humanitarian agencies expose what Israel is trying to do. When what Israel is trying to do is really to basically force the Palestinians out of Gaza. The vision or the nightmare that Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu have for Gaza is to really basically ethnic cleanse Gaza. And that brings me to the basically Israel's recognition of Somaliland, because Israel, whether you're talking about Benjamin Netanyahu or his far right, you know, coalition members, hope and work very hard to basically force the Palestinians out of Gaza. And where to? To the new Somaliland that Israel, only Israel, of all the nations in the world, only Israel basically recognized the legitimacy of the Somaliland. And why? Because of this particular notion of ethnic cleansing of Gaza.
Okay. I should say Somaliland has rejected accusations that it agreed to host Israeli military facilities and resettle displaced Palestinians from Gaza in exchange for recognition by Israel. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has dismissed those claims as baseless and says it's engaging with Israel and that is purely diplomatic and conducted in full respect of international law. How do you read then other land here? The Israeli cabinet in the last few days of December approving 19 new settlements in the occupied West Bank?
Well, you know, they're trying continuously now. The New York Times newspapers, one of the most pro newspapers in the United States, had an investigative report a few days ago in which said this is the first time since 1967 that there is a concerted campaign and effort on the part of the Israeli government to steal Palestinian land and create a de facto Israeli, basically, sovereignty over the West Bank. Right. Hundreds of Palestinians had been killed. Thousands of Palestinians had been expelled from their homes. Thousands of olive trees had been cut by far-right extremist settlers movement. Because, again, what Israel is trying to do is to really nationalize, is to really capture the whole of the West Bank and basically destroy and kill and bury, quote unquote, bury the very principle of a Palestinian state.
Did you have a message for the Prime Minister about the West Bank? And are you at all concerned that settler violence, Israeli settler violence, could be undermining the peace plan?
Well, we have had a discussion, big discussion for a long time on the West Bank. And I wouldn't say we agree on the West Bank 100%, but we will come to a conclusion on the West Bank.
I could ask, what is the disagreement?
Well, I don't want to do that. It'll be announced at an appropriate time. But he will do the right thing. I know that. I know him very well. He will do the right thing.
Can I ask you about what President Trump said last week, that reconstruction of Gaza could begin pretty soon? How likely is that?
I don't know whether your listeners know what Donald Trump said about the future of Gaza. Donald Trump, and I am paraphrasing what Donald Trump said, he said, well, look, more than 50% of the Palestinians would like to leave Gaza if they are given the chance. And we and Israel are trying to help the Palestinians, quote unquote, to find a place, a home outside of Gaza. So again, we should not really dismiss the notion of the so-called Riviera of the Middle East. The idea of reconstruction, basically what the Americans and the Israelis are thinking about, is to begin the reconstruction in the zone that is the yellow zone that is being occupied by Israel. And that 53% of Gaza is under the occupation of Israel. So when you hear the idea of reconstruction, the reconstruction will most likely take place in the Israeli-occupied part of Gaza, as opposed in the red line under the authority of Hamas and various Palestinian armed groups. But again, how do you begin the process of reconstruction while Israel occupies 53% of Gaza and while Israel basically has freedom of action to do whatever it wants, not only in Gaza, but also in the West Bank, also in Lebanon, and also in Syria? You're asking me about Gaza and the West Bank. What Israel has multiple fronts, and basically it attacks Lebanon and Syria again on a daily basis. And why? Because there is an epidemic of impunity, and because Benjamin Netanyahu and his far-right government believe that basically they have either a green light or a yellow light from President Trump, and that's what we've seen, sadly and tragically, for both. the Palestinians and the Israelis as well.
Now, children being labelled as suspects and killed near the control lines in Gaza, how much more of this will happen before we see a response from Hamas?
American and Israeli officials were and are shocked that Hamas has delivered on its promises during the first phase of the ceasefire. It has basically released all Israeli hostages, with the exception of one dead hostage, and because of, you know, there has been a search warrant because of the destruction of the Gaza Strip. And Hamas has observed, because it's in the interest of Hamas to observe the ceasefire. So the reality is, I doubt it very much whether Hamas will basically violate the ceasefire, because this will provide Israel with the pretext to really basically renew its all-out war in Gaza. Yeah. So even though there's a ceasefire in Gaza, what we are seeing now, the change is from all-out war to a low-intensity war. So the idea that there is a ceasefire in Gaza is basically, it's not true. What we are having now, what we have in Gaza and the West Bank and Lebanon, is a low-intensity war waged by one side only, and that's Israel. And why? Because Donald Trump believes that Israel has observed the ceasefire 100%, and the question is, where's Europe? Where's the international community? Where's the UK, where I am? Where is Germany? Where is Italy? And it tells you a great deal that as long as Benjamin Netanyahu has the support of Donald Trump, I don't think we're going to see an end to the low-intensity war. In fact, I would not be surprised in the next few weeks and next few months if Benjamin Netanyahu does not carry out a huge military attack on Iran. And he seems to basically have succeeded in getting a green light from Donald Trump to attack Iran whenever Benjamin Netanyahu convinces Donald Trump that Iran is rebuilding its missile arsenals.
Do you support an attack, Israeli attack on Iran, if Iran will not have a deal? If Iran will continue with their ballistic missiles and also nuclear weapons?
If they will continue with the missiles, yes, the nuclear, fast. Okay. One will be yes, absolutely. The other was, we'll do it immediately.
You, just to end briefly, you say you don't want to be a downer. Can you offer us any glimmer of hope for this year?
Sadly, I believe that 2026 will be as bloody and as violent as 2025 and 2024. I wish I could see a light at the end of the tunnel. What I fear the most is permanent Israeli occupation of Gaza. Permanent. The Israeli chief of staff said the yellow line will become the borderline between Israel and Gaza. That is, 53% of Gaza now is under Israeli occupation. And what I fear most is that Israel is systematically settling the West Bank. And I doubt it very much whether Israel will stop its attacks on Lebanon, or basically occupying more lands in Syria. And my fear is that in this year, we might see a bigger war between Israel and the United States on the one hand, and Iran, much bigger than the previous ones a few weeks ago.
Fawaz Gurjez, thank you for being with us here on News Talk Daily. And that is it for the podcast for today. You'll always, of course, find us on the Go Loud player and online at newstalk.com.